smell the sweet green pine. I breathe the cool blue air. I've got a song on my mind. I see the sky above, feel the earth below. I've got a song in my heart. I'm gonna let it flow. Shining eyes, they tell me that yes, you know it, the source of life. Reach out your hand to me, I'll take your hand in mine, and we will sing a song. Can you hear it? The song of life. Smell the sweet green pine. I breathe the cool blue air. I've got a song on my mind.
That's Winnipeg singer-songwriter Monica Wall with the song Let It Flow from her sophomore EP Earth, which came out late in 2018. Monica actually started out singing opera before moving into a career as a singer-songwriter, and with influences that range from folk to jazz to gospel blues, the new recording has an inspirational feel, reflecting on the need to develop a deeper and more sustainable connection to the world around us and the earth beneath our feet. We're caught up with Monica Wall at home in Winnipeg to chat about her music. How are you doing today, Monica?
Great, Jan. How are you?
Great. It was great to get your EP. You know, one of the things I loved about it was how uplifting it was. And when I was reading the information you sent out with it and having a chance to check out your website, it's something I think that you feel is very important. I think try and affect people, try and get them to think a little bit more about the lives they're leading and the way we treat the planet we're on. Are they reasonable things to start off with?
Yeah, I think music has a great power to do that. And I know that when I'm saying these things, I'm also saying them to myself to keep these things in mind and keep grounding myself and thinking about where do I want my life to go and what direction do I want to take things, and am I doing what I want to be doing? Am I doing enough? Those sorts of things. So
as I understand it, this is the first of four albums in a series that will focus on Earth, this album, and then Wind, Water, and Fire.
Yes.
And you talk about, I think, exploring true happiness. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I think true happiness comes in many forms. A big part of it is knowing who you are and where you want to go and the legacy you want to leave behind. I think that's a big part of happiness. Then I think it's also in the way that you approach and overcome the challenges that we all have in our life. Wind would be that album. And then water is about spirit and renewal, sort of always keeping yourself aligned with your spirit and renewing, never letting things get old and stale. I think that's important, really important for happiness. And then the fire album will be about love and passion. What do you love and what are you passionate about? And those are the things that drive us and really define our happiness.
Well, certainly when you mention passion, one thing's clear in your music is you're really passionate about it. It was interesting to find out that you actually started out training and singing opera before moving into a career as a singer-songwriter. Can you tell us a little bit about how that worked out?
Well, the reason I went into that was simply because I loved to sing and I wanted to know more about the voice. So I decided to study that in university. And at the time, the universities that I was studying at, they only had a classical program. And so the way things are, you just sort of follow along and keep developing. And I actually even moved to Europe to pursue, after a master's degree, I pursued living in Europe and working on my classical pursuits. I just was finding this doesn't feel like me, and I started listening to some Canadian jazz singers while I was living in Europe, and thought, wow, they're singing music that I really like, and so I started doing some jazz. And then when we came back from Europe, one night I was woken by a song that wouldn't let me sleep, and then I recorded it, and the moment I'd recorded it, another song came into my head, and then a third song, and it was like a call. It was literally like a call to be a songwriter. And later, as I reflected, I realized that I'd actually been writing songs since I was a child, but I'd never had anybody say to me, you're a songwriter. So I didn't know I was a songwriter. And this call pulled me into that world and allowed me the chance to let my voice be heard, be brave enough to put my voice out there, I guess. And yeah, that's what I've been doing since then. And it finally feels like I've found my thing.
Do you find songwriting easy? Is it something you mentioned that you feel the song coming through you?
Yes.
Do you find it easy when it happens, or can it be a challenge to try and bring things through?
No, overall, it's easy. I literally feel songs are coming, and then I just follow that. And I lots of times I'll just sing it onto my phone, just to record it. And then of course I'll still refine things, and I might change the order of the verses or change words here and there or that kind of thing. I'll still work on it later, but the bulk of the song usually comes through as one in one sort of sweep, and then I fine tune from there. So it's when I say, I wrote a song today, I'll say to my husband, oh, I wrote a song today. It's like most of it's there in one day. And then, the fine tuning is, of course, very important. I'm not negating that that's necessary and needed. But no, I'm not one of these people that has to lock herself in a room for days to try to get something. They just come.
We started off with Let It Flow, which is actually the first song on the album. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Let It Flow, for me, is about the songs flowing through me personally, but also I think the spirit that is flowing through all of us and all of life, and letting that flow through us and seeing it, acknowledging it, having joy in it.
You recorded the album with Mary Pulver, who is building quite a name as a producer. People will recognize the name from the Crash Test Dummies and Doc Walker. Tell us a little bit about working with Murray.
Oh my gosh, he's just so wonderful. I mean, he really is the nicest person on the planet. He's a really great guy, and he has amazing ideas, and he's extremely humble. despite all of his, you know, his row of Junos, he's just lovely as a person, and also musically, he never insists on his way. He will suggest something and always acknowledge, you know, this is my idea, but, you know, if you don't like this or if this doesn't feel right. And it almost always did, because he very much looks at the performer that he has in front of him, and he looks for their style. So it's not like Murray only has one style. It's like he looks at you and your music, and then he pulls the best out of that. So he's great. Yeah, I have to say, he was great to work with.
And with having so many influences yourself, I imagine you do need to work with someone that's very flexible. You know, the fact that you mentioned that you've got quite an interest in jazz, you know, and also bringing in some of that inspirational gospel blues to the music you make.
Yeah, that comes out of, I spent a year living in the U.S. and singing in an African-American gospel choir. And once that gets in your voice, it never gets out, I guess. It's not a conscious thing when these things come out. I often have to ask other people, what does this music sound like? Because the songs kind of take on a life of their own, and I don't necessarily hear what they sound like to other people. So, yeah, that was another thing Murray was good at, is saying, yeah, this is going in this direction and this is going in that direction.
And who else played on the album with you?
Oh, well, quite a number of players. Julian Bradford did most of the bass, and John Barron did on one song he did, We Will Rise. Dave Quanbury, who some people might know from Twilight Hotel, he used to play in Twilight Hotel. He was playing with me quite a bit at the time, and he played on the album, as well as Murray himself as guitar. And then Mark Arnault and Jonathan Alexiak did keys, and Daniel Roy did drums on most of the songs. Ryan Goff did Let It Flow.
Yeah, it is great. Well, it's certainly got a lovely production to the album. And I love the feel. It certainly has, as I mentioned, it's a very uplifting album.
Oh,
and
that's great.
And certainly very thought-provoking, which is great. I want to dip back into it just now and play one of my favorite songs, which is the song Moments, which reflects on that whole idea that, you know, life is really just a collection of moments. And, you know, we seem to live in an age where people are often not focusing on the moment because they're focused on documenting the moment. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this song before we play it.
Moments to me is often we're either procrastinating or sitting on the fence, not making a decision, not being, as you said, in the moment. And meanwhile, tick, 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 you know, your moments are slipping away from you and you're losing them. And so, yeah, there is the bridge, which really encourages you to, you know, seize that day, like seize the day and grab this moment. Yeah, there's one line in it where it's smell the roses or the paint drying. You know, this idea of watching the paint dry being the ultimate time waster. So, you know, take those opportunities when they come.
Let's play that just now. This is Monica Wall with Moments from her great new EP. It's entitled Earth, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
To what may come.
That's Monica Wall with Moments from her EP Earth. Monica's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, and she's heading into Ontario this February with some dates on her way to the Folk Alliance Conference, which takes place in Montreal. Tell us a little bit about the shows that are coming up, Monica.
Yeah, we'll be in the Red Brick Cafe on February 8th in Guelph, Ontario, and we'll be at the London Music Club in London on Saturday, February 9th. And February 10th, we'll be at the Painted Lady in Toronto. And on the 11th, we'll be at the Avant-Garde in Ottawa.
That's great. And if people want to get information, you can check out Monica's website at monicawall.com. And I think you'll be traveling with the Pairs from London, which are a fabulous vocal trio. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they come to a Monica Wall show.
I would say that if you are a listening audience, which I hope will be the case, there's a lot of thought put into the words, and that there are themes to my music. Musically, it's folk, pop, and jazz influences, and blues, gospel blues particularly. Each song has its own story to tell, so even though there are themes going through, each song has its own little journey that it takes in addition to, you know, the overall idea of the concert.
And you mentioned the other three albums. When are you likely to be producing the second album, which I think you talked about being Wind?
Well, it will depend on funding. So I'm going to start working on the funding, trying to get some funding for that as soon as I can. But at the moment, I'm still, you know, Earth is just been released. So I've been touring with Earth and booking shows to let people know about Earth. But yeah, as soon as I can get the money, because the songs are ready to go. So it's just a matter of finding the funds.
It's been great to talk to you today. We're going to finish with, I think, one of the songs that's probably most uplifting on the album, and that's We Will Rise. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This song was actually written a number of years ago, and just with all the things that are happening right now in the environment and just even politically, you know, still this pretending that global warming isn't happening, I really felt that it was a song that needed to be included on this album and that needed to be heard. I truly believe we can still save our planet, but it's really very urgent that we do that. And so if we join together and all of us just say, no, we are not going to, you know, live the way other people have decided we need to live, and we're going to have policies that take care of the earth, it's really quite simple, and I think when there's a will, things can happen. I mean, the Great Lakes in Ontario were, you know, these are smaller projects. This is the whole earth we're talking about, but, you know, there have been rivers and lakes that were really in bad shape that people decided this has to change, and it changed, and they're beautiful, thriving bodies of water now again. And I think if we do that on a global scale where we just say, we can't live the way we have been living. We have to think into the future. This isn't sustainable, that we can make that change. And I hope this song will be one little piece in that puzzle to move us, to motivate us to make that change. Because it all begins in our minds. We just have to decide. And that's true of everything in life, right? You have to decide. And once you've made that decision, nothing can stop you.
That's a great way to finish this interview. This is Monica Wall with We Will Rise from her great new EP, Earth. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. You can check Monica out online at monicawall.com. And thanks again for spending the time to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you, Jan. It's been such a pleasure.
She cries out in pain. Warriors of ice melt away. She burns in the heat. as we rage. Her waters and shores bear our weight. But we will rise, we will rise from the ashes to blue skies. We will sing of a world that is free. Free to breathe, free to live in a unity of life. We arise, all people, we arise. Like a seed toward the sky, we will raise our hands on high. We will give it all our thought, for one mother's all we've got. There is nowhere left to go. This is our home. One earth has us all in her home. We will sing of a world.